Hey everybody. Welcome to the full moon of Aries Libra, fire, relationship, self. And I asked everybody before they, just a moment ago, to bring a candle if they didn't have one. If you have a candle, get one out and a marker or something. I want you to get ready to think about what you're ready to let go of today. And we're gonna write that on our candle and burn that candle all the way through. Or if you don't have a candle, just write it down on a piece of paper. And then you can just crumple it up later and burn it or release it somehow, however you wanna release it. Or you could even write it on a text message and erase it. But whatever way that you can do it that will let it be let go of, that's what I want you to do. So some of the idea I want to talk about today is about letting go. Let me tell some details first. First of all, the full moon will be exact tonight at 5:01 a.m. So this morning, actually, tomorrow, Wednesday morning, or tonight, or this morning, next morning, later, you know, some hours, not very long from now, it will be full at 5:01 Pacific time. And it's a prenumbral moon, which means it's a kind of eclipsed moon. It's not quite an eclipse. It's more of a shadowed moon. And it adds a lot of intensity to all the eclipses do, even a partial eclipse. But a prenumbral is a funny kind of shadowing of the moon. So even if you can see it, which some people will in North America, what you'll see is sort of just a feathering all around. And it's an increase of energy, and it's kind of gives you insight to some of what you're working on right now these days. So that's happening tonight, or this morning, I should say. I'm going to get myself all there again. 5:01 a.m. Wednesday, which is tomorrow. So what we're going to do on our piece of paper or our text or our candle, whatever you have, is I want you to think about while I'm setting up the meditation, which we're going to go into in some minutes, what you're ready to release. And some of you that were at the yoga class, we just did that as an exercise in the meditation there. So you might have gotten it there already. But it might be something different now, so it doesn't need to be the same thing. But when you think of it, we've already done it here, so we have this amazing array of candles in our room here. And we written our word or the thing that we're ready to let go of, that is soul kind of given, what you're ready to release. And it can be anything from a physical thing in your body, to an emotional thing, to some self-perception or some limitation in some way that you're just really ready to be done with. And it's not so much a mental choice of, it's almost like I need you to try to feel it, like what is inspired to this versus what you think you need to get rid of or you want to release, what you want to release, like what is ready to release that will allow for this next influx, because we're coming into a big influx period. It's the end of Pisces, it's the end of the zodiac, it's the end of that whole last year, coming into spring, right, is March 21st around, right, 21st, it's always a little bit of a different day. When we go into 0 degrees Aries, the beginning of a new cycle, and truly the beginning of the year. So we've been having many beginnings, so we had lots of do-overs, and now we're kind of really starting. So you have to let go of 2015. You have to let go of things that are ready to release, like last year. And this energy is strong, and we're getting ready to kind of launch into what's going to be built this year. You're already knowing what it is, probably. Some of you are already engaged with it. I can feel it. I am engaged with that energy already. I can feel myself being steered internally by a new kind of pulse. And whenever we do full moon meditations, what we're doing is we're linking up with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and sometimes millions, depending on the full moon, of people on the planet that are hooking up all into the same frequency. And we're raising our energy up and meeting and joining together to create a kind of living consciousness that we're all connected to.
And when you do that, it sort of, it makes a wave that's an up wave to the down wave of universal energy that's coming down to it, right? So we're making an up wave and it's making a down wave, and where they meet, right, is in meditation. And that's where you get those impulses and where you get the download, we call it sometimes, you know, you get downloaded into, in a way that's past your brain and into your consciousness, into your soul consciousness. So this moon is also the beginning of three festivals, and this is the most abstract one in Aries, and we were here last year talking about this, and there was I remember Aries last year was such a big one, and I talked about the idea of that things used to take a lot of energy to create took hardly any energy now, and we had to work differently. We had to push lighter, and well, but our habit of all of time has been we had to push and force and make and create and, you know, force it to happen practically, and now we just needed to intend it and touch it and tip it into the direction. And so what was happening, and there was a lot of over pushing and so we would lurch forward, we would lunge forward into some kind of expression of trying to make something happen out of habit and out of the old way. That's how you did it. You had to kind of use a lot of will to create. And so that was last year's full moon in Aries. That's what I remember kind of stood out to me about it. And so that energy's been now, that's the new energy. That's been all year long, and here we are again. And another turn of the spiral as we're raising the frequency even higher at a critical year, at an important year for the United States, because we're having an election, and so all the stuff that comes with that, and all the importance of keeping clear-sightedness, clear-mindedness, non-reactivity, keeping your cool, you know, keeping your calm center no matter what's happening outside in the world and what you're seeing and hearing about, to keep that steady pulse and that connected center no matter what's happening around. So this becomes really important right now. So last month, we talked about breaking the form. And that was a really important meditation, I felt. And if you haven't heard it, you can go back, as it's still up on SoundCloud. You can always listen to the old meditations and other ones there too. But that was such an important meditation because we were on purpose talking about ready to release, right? The form was breaking and it was going to release whether we were ready or not, you know, and now it is ready. And it's whatever remnants of it that might still be stuck to you, you know, we're going to jettison, we're going to release, we're going to let those go today. So while I'm talking, I'm hoping that you're sort of sensing what your word or your thought or what you're ready to release, that you're going to write down on something and let go during this meditation today. And I want you to take a minute and just do that. And while some of you that have done it already, just re-intend what you're releasing. That's good. So in the last while, my inclination and meditation has been to talk about stillness a lot, and it feels so important right now to keep that note of developing stillness in ourselves. The more chaotic it gets around, the more important it is to have a place within yourself that you can touch back to, that is that point of stillness within you. This is something that is developed by your consciousness and by your will. And so as we start in a moment to enter into the meditation, and we're going to start to go in, so if you haven't lit your candle, or if you have your candle, light it now if you haven't already, or put your intention on your altar, in your mind, or in however you decided to do it, and just set that intention for at some point during the meditation, we'll let it go. But as you're starting to go now into the meditation, just see yourself and feel yourself starting to quieten the mind. And feel, as you do, your heart center. And with your breath, you sort of ground yourself in the heart center. And breath by breath, feel yourself organize around the heart. And gently be aware that there's many others on this call, and there's many others in this meditation, and there's many others around the world that are in meditation now, right now with us, that we are all connected to each other. And just sense this vast matrix of love, of light, where you are, and where we all are in different places on the planet. We are all connected, heart to heart, light to light. Feeling that connection with all these conscious souls, that all of us as conscious soul are intending the greatest good for all concerned. And you sort of just make that gentle intention inside your heart, the highest good for all concerned. And you feel your love radiation radiating outwardly to touch your whole neighborhood, everyone in your house, beyond, in your city and towns that you live in. And just feeling this sort of pink and golden light starting to lift and spread all around your home and beyond and wherever you are. All heart connected. And you let that light connect to other lights that are out there too. Other meditators, other groups of meditators, other individuals that are meditating, wherever they are, wherever you are, wherever we are. That love to love, to love to love, we are all connected. And you feel this pink and golden light all around the world. It touches the clouds, it moves through the sky, that goes past the atmosphere to the stars. And if you could see our planet right now from beyond it, you would see this pink golden glow, like a halo around the earth. So at the level of the heart center then still, is feeling this connection with all. And gently bring your awareness, send a thread of light now from your heart to your head center. And as you do, that thread of light lights up the head center. Energetically, you feel this sensation of light in the center of the head, in the cave center. And you can take a breath there to establish this place. And you feel this is sort of the pilot seat of awareness for meditation. And you feel your connection here from your heart to your head center. And at this place of the head center, we're going to remember what we are ready to release. Whatever it is. A physical condition, a mental position. A situation, a negative assessment of yourself, a belief that you've held that isn't serving any longer. Whatever it be. And just take it into your heart center there. And just feel the heart center lifted up into the head. So the heart center has, it's in a sense kind of like a lotus growing out of the mud, right? Grows a stalk that beams it up and lifts it up into the head center. And then you just behold it in the head center, this situation, this condition, this thought, this idea, this belief, whatever it was, it is. And just hold it there like on the cradle of the head center. And just consciously deciding, yes, I'm ready to release this. And while you're knowing that, feel your soul just behind and above, just sort of holding with you with this. And the soul, in a sense, sort of just kind of cloaking around you, just gently, as you are ready to and as you are wishing to, you hand it up to the soul, and the soul lifts it from you and thanks you for giving it over, giving it away, for letting yourself lift this off of you now, and the soul lifts it from you. And you're still in your head center here. And you feel the weight of it sort of coming off of you now. And sense that it was bigger than you thought. That it was taking up more space in your consciousness maybe than you realized. And let it take all the roots and tendrils or any little places that it might be still, and just feel it all being pulled up and out, pulled up and out, pulled up and out. And as it's lifted from you, feeling lighter and lighter, and lighter and lighter, and you'll feel, almost hear, that release when it's finished. As the soul picks it up and lifts it from you. And is staying in your position at the head center there. Good. And then take another breath there, in the head center, and let it go. I am ready to release what is ready to release. Then gently from here, it's almost like you could look up inside your head center and follow the line of light up into the soul center, which is just above your head, about 6 inches or so. And just feel your energy traveling up to touch the soul light. And while you're in this space of soul, see yourself as the soul sees you. Feel the love of the soul. Anything, any constructs that are not that, of unworthiness or disbelief or doubt, just release them now and allow yourself to feel the love of the soul for you. As you hold this allowing, feel yourself become full or more and more full of light as the soul and the self become one in this moment, in this meditation. And you actually feel, sense the experience of that oneness, of that wholeness, of that unification, of coming home, of being truly seen, soul to self. And having released that old pattern, that there's more spaciousness within you for the soul to touch. There's less resistance. Less resistance. More availability to light. And as you're aware of all of this, just feel that thread of light that keeps lifting to the masters and the guides and teachers that are all around you, and all the way to Sirius for some of you, where you feel that established connection of the divine plan and your part in it. In a moment, we're going to go into the silence. And we'll use this phrase inside the silence to hold the space . And this is the phrase. By light, I am guided. By love, I am impulsed. By light, I am guided. By love, I am impulsed. And just let yourself now move into the silence and the frequency of those phrases. By light, I am guided. By love, I am impulsed. Feel yourself lift up to that highest point. Like you're moving through all the atmospheres to higher and higher vibration. And let yourself be impressed by this radiant light. By this divine intelligence. By this supreme love. And then allow that energy to integrate. It starts to land down, down and through the soul center, down and through the crown, all the way down through the spine and through all the centers there, all the way down to the first chakra, so that your whole self is imbued with this radiant light, this divine love and intelligence. Having released what is ready to let go. And as you hit the first chakra there, at the base of the floor of the perineum, take a breath in that first chakra, integrating all these energies and feeling the word form of safety. I am safe. And to the second chakra at the navel there. Worthy. I am worthy. And then up into the third chakra at the solar plexus. Taking a breath here. I am good. And then up into the heart center. And it changes here. It's a different quality. And you take a breath as you intone the phrase. I am loved. But then also add, I love. I love. And then bring it to the throat center. And say this phrase as you breathe into the throat chakra. I am allowed. I allow. And I am allowed. And into the head center. Taking a breath here. I know. And then to the crown chakra, taking a breath here, I am connected. And just feeling all this alignment in the chakras. And this peace in your inner being, and this stillness, this growing and abiding stillness. Feel yourself return to the heart center now, home in you. And bless your space, bless your body, bless everyone you know, bless your relationship, your children, your animals, your garden, your friends, your family, in all through time, forward and back. And then bless the earth gently from your heart. Om. And when we do our Om in a moment, just send all that love to the whole planet. When you're ready to, for the Om, take a breath, inhale. Just letting your breath gently get deeper and fuller. Do you feel yourself here and now, in this time and space, having released what was ready to release and being infused with these new energies to make this next step in your life, which is coming, is happening. It's already happening. I can feel it. And just going out there and bringing this all with you, you know. Well, thank you so much for being part of this meditation today. The next one is going to be on Thursday, April 21st at 8:30, like this one was. And we hope you can join us for that. And we hope you tell people about this if they want to join a group. This is a good way to do it. You don't even have to leave your home. You can do it right from where you are. I have people that are doing it in their cars at the beach and on docks at the bay. I mean, it's just so great. I get all these emails from people that are doing these meditations in the most interesting places, at work, in their office, you know, just every place, you know, wherever we are. And that's the way to do it, is where you are. That's where you do it, right? So we love that you can be part of this, and we'll be putting this up on SoundCloud, I'm pretty sure. So if you're interested in hearing more meditations, you can always go on SoundCloud. There's hundreds and hundreds of meditations there. You can also go on my website, and there's some there, and also you can get on my blog that way, on my website, which is dianalang.com. So I hope to see you next month, and I hope you have a wonderful month of having released all of this for the new that is coming, and new is coming. So it will be a beautiful thing, and trust, you know, that it will be a beautiful thing, that it's just right for you. You're not given something you can't handle. That's not how it works. It always is exactly what we can handle, and not only handle, but that's in our best interest. You know, it's not like you're going to get some hard thing. It's some beautiful thing, if you'll let it be. So let it be beautiful, and we'll see you on the next full moon. And if you're not sure when it is, watch the sky. Bye-bye.